There once lived in a village a smart professor of physics. One day, the village president told the professor, "You may be a great professor, but I have to tell you that your son does not know the value of gold or silver, and this is a shame." The professor called the boy and asked, "Son, what is more valuable, gold or silver?" The son replied, "Gold, of course. Yes, that is the right answer. But why is it then when the village president claims you can't tell the difference between the value of gold or silver?" "I have a very good explanation for this," replied the son. "Every day after school, as I'm on my way home, I see the village president sitting in a yard with several village elders around him. He calls me to come near, and in front of everyone, he takes out this silver coin and a gold coin. He asks me to pick up the more valuable coin. I pick up the silver coin. They laugh and send me home. Every day, the president calls me, asks me to pick, and lets me go with the silver coin in my pocket. That is why they tell you I do not know the value of gold or silver. I see, but why don't you pick up the gold coin?" the professor asked. The professor's son showed his father a jar filled with silver coins and said, "The day I pick up the gold coin, their game will stop because they will stop having fun and I will stop making money." If you're new to the Impact Secrets podcast show, welcome to the family. To my existing family, thank you for joining. On this podcast show, we discuss entrepreneurship, faith, marketing, and my favorite, personal development. I am your humble host, ED. For all you smart and intelligent folks, it just simply means Ed. Now, pull up to the dinner table. I got some stories to tell. Today's episode is called, or entitled, I should say, "The Predictable Attack Has a Predictable Outcome. Become unpredictable." The predictable attack has a predictable outcome. Become unpredictable. I borrowed that from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragons, Sword. Check that movie out. It's really good, family. The story that we went over was brought to you by Barry Powell, 99 Inspired Stories for presentation. Now, as usually what we always do, we want to unpack that story. So a son was going, it's so funny about this story. And when I read it multiple times because I got a kick out of it, because it's funny how people put their beliefs on you or put their ideologies of what they feel like you don't know. And because they did that to this boy, he was able to use what they were trying to make fun of him on and actually use it to his good. So he knew the difference as far as value towards between the different coins. And it goes back to the title. He became unpredictable. He became unpredictable because of the fact that he knew that, of course, the gold coin was more valuable, but he understood also, if at any point he said that the gold coin was valuable, then they would stop. But also what was unique, they would stop giving him money for giving him the silver coin. But what really got me, though, too, is something I don't know if you guys caught it. Why didn't the village president or the people around the village president, why do you ever question and say, why didn't they ask him, or excuse me, explain to him and teach him, hey, you know that a gold coin is more profitable or more valuable, I should say, than a silver coin? Not one time did you hear in that story that they talked about how this coin is more valuable. And see, a lot of times in life, family, we will go through life and go through things and do things where people know the answer, and they won't guide you to the answer or give you the information so you can be successful. They will continue to allow you to make the mistake and mistake over and over. And their thinking is, well, eventually you'll figure it out. But see, that eventually you'll figure it out can take years, can take decades. And that's why I think it's extremely important to have a coach or mentor that you can work with that can help you with these shortcomings or help you in your blind spots. Even though the son knew what was going on as far as that they were playing a practical, I don't want to say a practical joke, but they were insulting his intelligence. He wanted to show them, well, you keep doing that, but I'm going to continue to take your money and I'm going to store it and put it away and save it. Because of your ability to try and attack me and make it seem that I don't know what the difference is, how do I use this to my advantage? And that's what we have to do a lot of times, family, because when we're in situations where we may not know, we got a new job and we try to take this same ideology, the same how things used to be at that job and apply it to where we're at, it doesn't always work at the new job. And the reason why it does not work is because of the people. The people are the ones that really form that particular job or that particular company, I should say. The people are which one, whether you go into a great environment where you're working on a team that you have some amazing people that want to show up and do the job and execute, or when you're building a business, when you are an entrepreneur and you're creating a business and you want, you know, I always hear people say, well, I want like-minded business people with me. I agree to a certain extent. You do want people that have a like-mindedness when it comes to pushing forward and being uncomfortable, but you want a differences, or that's probably not a good word, but difference. And when it comes to actually building your company, because you want to be able to have people that have a different mindset when it comes to accomplishing different things. I always use this analogy and people don't understand it, but it's more or less of saying, hey, just because I take a piece of paper and shoot it in a trash can and you walk over and put it in there, it doesn't matter. We still got the same outcome. And that's the different thing is when you're building a company, you want to have people that come to solving a problem with different outcomes, because that makes and that sharpens everybody, and have people that just don't get along to get along or agree to get along because they're afraid or fearful of the consequences of being bold and answering honestly and saying, no, I don't believe that will work that way. And let me show you what I believe would work. So you want those type of people surrounded around you. When going back to the story, family, another thing that I pulled out of the story was when he was talking to his father said, son, let me ask you a question. What is more valuable? And when he asked him, he said, well, of course, gold. And then all of a sudden he asked the son again, he said, well, but if you know that, why do you keep telling them that silver is more valuable? And that right there just showed you that the intelligence of the son to be able to articulate the point that since they are really taking advantage of, you know, what they believe that I don't know, then they're still giving me value in return, and they don't know that they're giving me value. Because if I were to take these coins that every day that they're giving me because of what they perceive that I don't know what's going on, then they would understand, like, oh, wow, he did know this whole time. So it was just basically keeping a secret of, hey, if you want to keep giving me the money, I'll take it. And that's something where I think about nowadays. And when I come out with my training course, I plan on making sure I give a lot of value in which that when you spend, because sometimes, you know, you guys heard my rant on training courses, I'm willing to invest in getting better and learning different things. And there's so many different courses out there that are just preying on people to take advantage of them because they don't know the difference. And because you don't know, the only way you know the difference is through experience. And experience meaning that you buy a couple bad courses. I hate to say it. I wish I could help everybody. not go through the experience I've had and some of the courses that I purchased. But in purchasing those bad courses, it also taught me, what to start looking for, the questions to start asking, and the value that I know that would be required from me. So you have to know your value of what you're looking for to get out of those courses, or the value of life. You have to say, well, what do I want to get out of life? And all, as we always talk about, reverse engineering that to a point of taking this step by step and not giving in to being satisfied and being complacent. Well, family, that was today's show. I hope you enjoyed it today. I'm your humble host, ED. Until next time, I'm out.